Let's say you take the sun and you squash it down and you squash it and squash it until its radius becomes 3 kilometers.
If you artificially squashed all that mass into that tiny space, the gravity right at its surface would be immense. So immense that if you wanted to escape,
the speed you'd have to travel to escape its gravitational pull, it's called the escape velocity, would exceed the speed of light. You can write the equations as at space being like a river that flows into this thing. So if you imagine that you're a particle of light, you're like a little fish swimming against the tide. You can't get out.
That's a black hole. Over decades, scientists measured the movement of stars and galaxies and gases that were warped by seemingly empty patches of space. We can now tell they're all over our universe. Some estimates say there are up to 40 quintillion of them, including the supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy. If you want to know what it would be like to fall into it, subscribe.